Good morning, Denver. Welcome to Power Players. Hey, I'm here this morning joining you on a Saturday morning and hoping that we've got a huge listener base today because I am really, really excited about having this guest with us. I've got a gentleman today. You all know my heart for AIA, Athletes in Action, which is a division of Campus Crusades for Christ. And I have a great guest from AIA with us today. This gentleman's name is Gene Davis. He's the wrestling director for AIA. And Gene has been with AIA since 1968. Is that right, Gene?
Yes, that's right, 1968.
And good morning to you, and thanks for being on the program with me. I really appreciate your time.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Well, we've got so much stuff packed into a short program here, and I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about what you do with AIA, where you came from, and what you're doing right now in the kingdom, because you are doing some pretty exciting work out there. And I happen to have a little bit of a heart for wrestling. I've got some family members that are very involved in wrestling here locally at a high school level and have wrestled all their academic lives through as well. So just touching base, you are, like I said, currently the wrestling director for Athletes in Action and Campus Crusades for Christ. You've been doing that since 1992. But have been working with them, as I said, since 1968. Tell me a little bit about what you do with AIA.
Well, we have a number of our staff with the wrestling ministry, and I am myself and my wife are focusing in the Olympic Training Center, not only working with the athletes there. We have a Bible study weekly there. And we also have a number of international teams that come in with not only wrestling but other sports as well that we try to help host. We had a Guatemalan team last winter come through, and we hosted them for probably 3 weeks. And then we had another wrestler from Argentina. His name is Fernando, and he comes for a couple of months every year, so we have an opportunity to host him. And he actually wrestled very well in the Pan Am Championships, got a silver medal this last year. So it was
awesome.
Real helpful for him physically and also spiritually to be have a chance to be here with us.
So you actually get to mentor these kids on a bunch of different levels, but of course, most importantly to our listeners is that you're working with them as a spiritual mentor as they wrestle too.
Right. We just got an email from him about a week ago, and he'd found that we'd challenged him to find a really good Bible teaching church there in Buenos Aires area. And so he found a good church, and he said he rides his bike every Sunday morning to that church and back. So we're encouraged to see that he's following the Lord that way.
That's great. Now, I will... I want to have the listeners hear a little bit, and everybody that listens to this program knows that we don't spend a lot of time talking about stats or records or anything like that, but it is important that everyone knows that we're not just talking to somebody who's ministering to wrestlers out there, but you have been a wrestler and probably still take some people out from what I'm looking at here on your resume. Now, for listeners, you in your wrestling career, among plenty of high school and collegiate level. Well, I do want to go back and say this. In high school, you were undefeated your whole high school tenure as a wrestler. Four-time state wrestling champion in Montana. You've got outstanding wrestler awards, team captain, and like I said, undefeated. I know in college, you were the NCAA champion in 66 for Oklahoma State, Big 8 champion 66 and 67. You were a team captain there. And then getting into some other accolades, that national AAU champion and outstanding wrestler in 71, 74, and 75, national federation champion in 71. And here's some even bigger stuff. The U.S. World Teams, 1971 and 1974, took fourth and sixth. U.S. Olympic Teams, 1972 and 1976, taking a bronze medal in 1976 games as the team captain. And then also on the U.S. Olympic Committee Athletes Advisory Council from 77 to 80, Wrestling Man of the Year from USA Wrestling Magazine, National Wrestling Hall of Fame you're in, the National High School Athletic Hall of Fame, Montana High School Athletic Hall of Fame. I mean, you've got quite a resume here. So any of you wrestlers who I've been trying to recruit this last week to listen to this program, this is a guy to listen to. I definitely want to hear from you a lot. And now coaching, tell me a little bit about your coaching career, because you've done quite a bit of coaching also.
Yeah, well, after I graduated from Oklahoma State, I actually went back to the University of Montana, where my wife and I were from in Missoula, Montana, and I was a grad assistant there for a year and a half, and actually I coached the team during that time as well, and I had an opportunity right after that to join Athletes in Action, and I hadn't planned on joining for 38 years, but I'd planned to join for 2-3 years, and it seemed like it just was what the Lord wanted us to do. So I had a chance to coach the team for 16 years. We traveled throughout the United States and really throughout the world, and had opportunities to wrestle and share Christ. We instituted a halftime for wrestling, which was the only halftime I've ever heard of anyway. And had opportunity to share during that time, and then I had a chance to coach some on the international level with USA Wrestling, and over the years as well, and actually have coached some in the Colorado Springs area in the high school level. Just that was a lot of fun, and so I've had opportunities to do a lot of coaching through the years.
Well, it sure looks like it. I tell you, I want to talk to you, and we'll talk right on the other side of this next break coming up here about what you're doing at the Olympic Training Center, because I'm real curious about some great stuff that's going on. But before we go into this break, I want to encourage, we've got a lot of high school level, collegiate level athletes, or parents, listen to this, that are wondering how can they get involved with Athletes in Action, and it's real simple. Log on and go to www.aia.com, and you'll be able to link up with AIA and figure out where your kids are planning on going to college or where they're already at school, and see if there's an AIA mentor program there. It's a part of Campus Crusades for Christ. As we've talked about before, Campus Crusades for Christ is, you've got people to contact right there on the campus or on the academic side, and you've got Athletes in Action right there in the field on the athletic side. So it's a great ministry, and there are people available for you for mentorship. And then also for the listeners, if you want to email me, you can email me at powerplayers947@yahoo.com. That's powerplayers947@yahoo.com. Email me with any questions, comments. I always love to hear from our listeners. So we're going to go into a break, and on the other side of the break, we're going to talk to Gene Davis again about some great stuff that he's got going on right now to advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
94.7 KRKS.
The teen years can be tough and a little scary. Kids are deciding who they really are, and they're making decisions that will affect the rest of their lives. Since 1941, Young Life leaders have been building relationships with kids, showing them that someone believes in them, that they have value, helping them find their purpose in life. At Young Life, we're about giving kids hope for today, tomorrow, and eternity.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Power Players. Today we have a great guest with us, second baseman for the Colorado Rockies, Jamie Carroll. Jamie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. Our folks that are listening know it's a pre-recorded show, so I'll just let them all know that right now you're taking time out of practice and getting ready for a big game. So we'll just be praying for the W tonight. Hey, I wanted to talk to you a little bit, Jamie. Everybody here knows Jamie Carroll. They know that you're second baseman for the Rockies. You're great fun to watch out there on the field. What I want to talk to you about today is a little bit different than what most people might talk to you about, and that is your faith and how that interacts with your play and with your life and your competitors, your teammates, et cetera. So I want to start out, Jamie, just tell me a little bit about your major league career. What I know from just logging on to the Rockies website is you've been in the major leagues now 4 years, this week, actually.
Yeah, coming up on the 4-year birthday here at the end of this week. just for, started my first 2 years, got called up at the end of 2002. Guy broke his hand, and I was fortunate enough to be back at home in Evansville, Indiana, and the team, the Expos, were in Chicago, so I was close enough, and I can get there the fastest. So I was able to get my opportunity through that way, and been trying to make the most of it since. I was with the Expos until we moved to D.C., Washington last year, and then when we forced spring training, I was traded over here to the Rockies, which has been a great opportunity for me.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you. That's you got called up at 27 years old, right?
Is it 27? I think I may have been 28 at the time.
I mean, that's you're not a spring chicken in baseball to get called up at 28, right?
Yeah, exactly. I tell you, my second day on the field, we struck somebody out. I was playing third base, and I got the ball back, and I flipped it to the pitcher, and I looked around, and even though it was my second day in the major leagues, I was the oldest guy on the field. So it goes to show you never know when you're going to get your opportunity. And, you know, I was fortunate enough and blessed to be able to stick around long enough in the minor leagues to finally get an opportunity and you know, just going out and playing since.
Well, and you're doing a great job. It's got to be – I guess it's a pretty good place to be when you're one of the older guys on the team and or if not the oldest guy on the team and you're a Christian, you've got an opportunity out there with your teammates – to share your faith. Do you find that, not necessarily just in the Rockies organizations, but through the Expos, Nationals, do you find that you really do have an opportunity behind closed doors to talk to people about your faith in Jesus Christ?
I really do. And to be honest with you, you know, to everybody looking in, this game is a great game. And the fans, they see that you're playing baseball and you're getting paid a lot of money. But from the inside looking out, it's very tough. There's a lot of pressure. You're dealing with the media, and to know that you've worked your whole life to be able to stay and get to this level, you know, staying is tougher than making it here. Just with all you know, the surroundings you deal with and the pressures and stuff. So I think to have an opportunity when players are dealing with those things day in and day out that I do myself. To have, you know, faith and know that what Christ has done for you obviously gets you a better foundation to be able to try to handle those situations and come out of those situations and struggles hopefully better or have a better understanding of why certain things are happening. And I think when you have guys around to be able to have that fellowship and to have that opportunity, you know, this game is one of the best to be able to be put in that situation.
You know, I can't think of, I mean, every team sport is made up, it's a team of individuals, but I can't think of another sport that the individual performance has so much pressure in any position. And I tell you, I watch guys out there on the field, whether it's youth sports, collegiate level, or professional sports, I am amazed when I see people on the field, how they deal with the importance of being an individual performer out there. And sometimes you go through a season, especially the baseball field, sometimes you can't find your bat. Sometimes you go through a season where you know there's error after error and it just seems like you can't get a grasp on it. I mean, how do you deal with that?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I'm going through that struggle myself right now. It's as far as it's been a great year at the plate, and I've been unfortunate to find it over the last few weeks, and it's just it's not easy, but you really have to believe that, you know, this is a part of the game, this is a part of the process, and this is a part of you know, what your plan is, and to try to figure out what you're supposed to be learning from it and what you're being taught from it. And you know, I think you can learn a lot of humility and a lot of understanding on where your faith really lies. I think your faith is put to a test on, you know, are you going to be grumpy? Are you going to be frustrated? Are you, you know, not going to be who you really are to fans and to your family? And I think it can test and put you to know that what is really your priority? Or are you making, you know, baseball your priority? Or are you making, you know, God your priority with baseball being, you know, down the ladder. And I think you know, you can learn a lot from what the situation is. And, you know, I mean, it's not easy. And I think God definitely challenges you to, you know, in every situation, when things are going good and when things are going bad. You know, when things are going good, are you, you know, patting yourself on the back, or are you being thankful for what situation is for you? And and so, you know, and it's tough. It's tough to stay in the Word, and it's tough to do it, but it's a challenge that I think He puts upon you to see where your heart really lies.
Right. Now, you're kind of still a newlywed. I mean, you've only been married a couple of years here, correct?
Right, yeah.
How does your wife deal with that?
Well, she has, I tell you what, she's just as much a competitor as I am. I think sometimes she's a little more fired up that we get beat than me, which is great. But yet she knows the situation. She knows what we go through. She knows how tough it is. And, you know, and she is great about pulling me back and helping me and having that fellowship and understanding that, you know, it is whatever God's plan is. And, you know, you go out, you do what you can control, and, you know, put it in God's hands of where He's going to play and where He's going to do with you. Is if you're going to, you know, get hits, or if you're not going to get hits, are you being obedient to Him or not? And I think, you know, with her faith and her beliefs, it's definitely a great situation that allows me to be able to come at home and talk about things, and to be able to keep me level-headed, or to keep me on that even keel, because there are so many ups and downs in this game. And but you know, when things are going good, she's the first one to make sure that I don't get too high. So it's great to have that in your corner and that understanding when you're playing this game.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and identify some of our sponsors. Jamie, I'll be right back on the other side to talk to you a little bit more about you.
Great.
94.7 KRKS.
The teen years can be tough and a little scary. Kids are deciding who they really are, and they're making decisions that will affect the rest of their lives. Since 1941, Young Life leaders have been building relationships with kids, showing them that someone believes in them, that they have value, helping them find their purpose in life. At Young Life, we're about giving kids hope for today, tomorrow, and eternity.
At JFR & Associates, experience a refreshing way to purchase or lease your next vehicle. A professional and courteous member of their team can save you the hassles of typical automotive shopping. They'll do the work and save you time and money. The trained consultants at JFR will search for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, and they have all types of financing available for any credit situation. Their consultants can discuss leasing or financing options with you. At JFR & Associates, they are proud of their reputation, and their repeat and referral clients all agree. Purchasing your next vehicle can be a surprisingly pleasant experience. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289 or visit their website, www.jfrcars.com. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289. That's 1-888-963-2289. Call today.
All right, welcome back to Power Players. Again, we have Jamie Carroll on the program, second baseman for the Colorado Rockies. Folks, I am excited to have Jamie on the show. He's in the middle of practicing, getting ready for a game tonight, so we appreciate the time you've taken out. Hey, Jamie, we talked a little bit about baseball. I want to get real into you. I mean, you tell me a little bit about Jamie Carroll. You grew up in Indiana. Did you grow up in a Christian home, or did you become a believer later on in life?
I grew up in Indiana, and, you know, there's belief and understanding in God, but we didn't grow up in a church. I mean, our church was the church of baseball. We, us three kids were playing baseball on Sunday afternoons, and that's where it was. But we knew, and had an understanding of who God was and what He has done. But it wasn't until, later in life when I got into pro ball, that I really started to realize what this was all about, what Christ really did for me and for us, and and have a better understanding and know that, you know, it's not about me. And, you know, since then, it's just been trying to get as deep and as involved as I possibly can.
Do you remember a defining moment either in your younger life or in your career in baseball as a professional where you just said, wow, now I really get it?
You know, it's hard to really pinpoint a certain situation, but I mean, obviously there are times when you're going through something that you know that you don't have a hand in, and you can feel that things are happening that normally don't. You know, not something that's super crazy, but just a feeling of what you've been going through and what you've been working on has come through, and it feels like that, you know, it wasn't just you trying to accomplish things. And for me, I mean, it's just certain situations, I think, you know, this year of being traded and being traded to a situation that, you know, having an opportunity to play, but also, you know, moving into a clubhouse where it's a strong Christian belief and there's a lot of guys who have the same goals and have the same understanding in life. And, I mean, you know, at first to get traded, you think, wow, you've been in an organization your whole life, and now it's a new beginning. And then all of a sudden, after one phone call with that organization, you realize it was the right place. And, I mean, to me, it wasn't a game or anything. I think it was just more so a situation that I felt that at the time I was going through with the death of my mother, I think it was a situation that God definitely put his hand upon me to put me in a better situation to be able to become successful.
Yeah, it's amazing how he uses those times. When my mother died 2 years ago, he just flipped my whole world around and made me see a lot of things a lot differently. You know, the Rockies have been actually, it amazes me, but they've actually been criticized for having, you know, being a team in a clubhouse that has Christian values. And I notice a lot of times people in the media kind of tear up the Rockies for standing up for what's right. And I guess that's the thing we go through. I mean, we're going to have some persecution out there, but that's got to be pretty comforting to be in a clubhouse and in a ballpark where you've got guys that are on your side, both on the field, in the spiritual corner. You've got Christians on the field that are all willing to proclaim their faith in Christ our Lord. They're not afraid of it. And despite what people say, they still continue to stand up for what's right out there.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you know, for me, I think it's great to have that fellowship and know that there's guys around you that have an understanding of, you know, like I said before, of what's really important, what's really going on. And I'm not saying that we don't go out there and realize that playing this game is not important, but we realize that God has put us in this situation for his purpose. And you know, there's many of us that go out on the field that hope that people, you know, see God through us on the field. And that's how we're going to go out and serve him to a certain extent. And guys get more involved as far as using their situation and not. But, you know, in general, to have a solid core like that, I think, you know, helps you deal with the ups and downs and the struggles, and to have the fellowship to look out for each other. So, you know, you don't do something crazy or stupid, I should say, in a certain situation, whether you are frustrated or angry. I mean, I think the guys all look out for each other, and you know, that's definitely a situation that's new, and that I think is a fun part of who we are. But I mean, you're definitely going to be criticized, and it says that you're going to stand up for what you believe in. And I think that when we're getting persecuted and criticized, that means we're doing something right.
That's right.
You know, the devil doesn't like us getting closer to him, and he tries to do anything to pull us away. And I think at those times when he sees that a group of people are really doing something in the right direction for the right cause, you know, it kind of fires him up, and he tries to send people to persecute us to get us to not stand up for who we are. And, you know, and I that's just a part of how we have to handle being a Christian. I think when you have a core group of guys like that, when you are getting criticized or persecuted, that it's easier for you guys just to stand up for yourself when you're not alone fighting a situation.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, he's definitely, and I mean he in the devil sense, he's always at our ear telling us, you know, reminding us of what a bad job we might be doing.
Sure.
Hey, you've got can you tell me a little bit more about the TWO Foundation?
Yeah, actually, that was the two foundation, Together We'll Overcome, that we started in D.C. last year. And obviously, now that I'm not in Washington, D.C., things have kind of changed, and we're checking out our environment as far as here in Denver and what the situation is going to be here before we continue on with our foundation that my wife and I wanted to start. And we had hopes and aspirations of starting reading programs and really getting involved in the community to help out the kids. And, you know, we started a core of things, but obviously not being in D.C. anymore, it has taken a pause for now to see what the situation is going to be. But I think what we're going to do is continue to basically focus it out of my hometown of Indiana and, you know, still involve with the kids and also do stuff with breast cancer and diabetes, which is something that my family has you know, had involvement with. And, you know, wife and I and my family just want to do what we can at use this platform to help and to do whatever it is that's needed for a certain situation. I mean, we've helped out at Christmas time and stuff. It's just, you know, one way of giving back to what situation is given to us.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be great opportunities for you and your wife to do some things, and maybe one day we'll get to do something together. Well, hey, Jamie, I know you've got to get back on the practice field, I'm sure, and like I said, we'll be praying for a win tonight for you. And I just appreciate you so much coming on the show and taking time out of your schedule to be here with me. So I'll ask you in one word, because it's something I'll never feel in my whole life: what's it feel like to make a double play in the major leagues?
You just gave me chills. For me, an infielder who doesn't hit very many home runs, because you usually get asked of hitting that home run, what's it feel like turning a double play? For me, is in a big situation, is just as much powerful as a home run that can break a back of another team. So to me, it's intense. That's all I can say. It's intense, especially from second base when you don't see the runner coming and he's trying to crush you. That's the best ever.
Well, I appreciate it. Jamie, thanks again so much for being with us.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you so much.
94.7 KRKS.
In today's world, it's easy to think that kids are out of control, over the edge, and impossible to understand. But at Young Life, we think kids are great. Since 1941, Young Life leaders have been going into the world of teenagers, giving them direction, hope, friendship, and great news. Find out more about Young Life in your area. Visit us online. At Young Life, we think kids are great.
You need a vacation to pamper yourself in world-class comfort, the kind of luxury you'll find in only the most exclusive resorts. Large, exquisitely appointed rooms make even the act of lounging in bed seem like a treat for the senses. As your feet step across the warm European stone tile of the bathroom and you slowly immerse your body in the large, inviting hot tub, the day melts away. Then imagine you never had to leave. It's not a dream. It's not an exclusive resort. It's your own Holly Berry home. You might think building your own custom paradise is too expensive to consider, but you'll be surprised just how affordable it can be. Come tour one of the models for yourself and see what kind of lifestyle you can have in a Holly Berry home. There's even a semi-custom series starting in the 500s. See for yourself at hollyberryhomes.com. Once you move in, you'll never want to leave. Holly Berry Homes. We build dreams.
Well, if you're just joining us after the break, we had a great guest on today, and that's Jamie Carroll from the Colorado Rockies. We're so thankful that he took the time out to get out of his busy schedule. He's actually practicing today for a game tonight with the San Diego Padres, as this program is being pre-recorded. So it's very gracious of him to take the time to join us here on the program. But if you are just joining us, I would like to encourage you to listen in on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. to Power Players. It's an exciting show. It's a new show, And I'd love to hear your comments and questions about the program. You can email me at any time at powerplayers947@yahoo.com. Certainly am curious to hear what people think of how we're doing out there. And hopefully what we're doing is doing something to glorify God by using professional athletes who have been given a great stage to do that task with. Well, I would also like to take this time today to encourage any of our young athletes that are out there that are listening. That's, you know, quite a target audience for us, the high school, collegiate level athletes. If you are out there and you have an opportunity to perform at a sport or an activity that you love, I would just encourage you to give it everything you've got for the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we are given opportunities through life to proclaim our faith and to share our faith with others. And when we're on the field, sometimes we get into situations where the sport or the activity becomes all about us. And we've got to get that mindset that it's really not about us. It's really everything we do is really there to express our love and our devotion and dedication to our Lord and Savior, and to utilize the talents that we've been given to glorify Him. And by doing that, hopefully we open up doors that people would be also encouraged to ask us and to inquire with us, you know, why do we perform at the level we perform? You know, what is it that makes us set apart from the rest? And that is our faith and the grace given to us by Jesus Christ. And I would just encourage anyone that's given that opportunity through arts or sport, whatever it might be, that you would use that stage to proclaim your faith in Him and to give great glory to our God. So, again, thank you so much for listening to the program. In our infancy, we're excited to have more and more listeners out there and excited to get some email. I would encourage you, again, drop me an email at any time at powerplayers947 at yahoo.com. That's powerplayers947 at yahoo.com. If you haven't had an opportunity to listen to the program, one thing that we like to do is talk to professional Christian athletes, not about their stats, not about where they're at in the game, but where they're at in the game of life and with their faith and how they apply their faith to their everyday struggles, whether it be on the field, on the court, or whether it just be in the arena of life. We just are so encouraged by them. I personally am so blessed to have an opportunity to talk to these men and women. And it is refreshing to hear how humble they are and how excited they are to talk about their faith. So, again, we thank you for listening, and I want to just thank again Jamie Carroll for coming on the program today. It's tough when you're out there on the road practicing for a big game to take time out to talk to us. So that was very, very kind of him to do that. So thank you again for listening to Power Players. And email me anytime, powerplayers947 at yahoo.com. Have a great day.